Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, February 5th, 2024, and war continues to rage on here, and there is no end in sight. Open-ended, as you and I would expect here, because of the mechanism, and it's frankly sickening, but that is it's the way it is. I'll tell you something else that's sickening here. How about this new bipartisan deal, another nearly $120 billion to fund the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and also, don't forget, for border security. You can't make this stuff up if you try to, people. We are living in Twilight Zone on the grandest scale. All right, anyway, let's take a look over at this market here. So over the weekend, obviously, we know what happened. And I mean, you want to talk about wow. Do you find it at all, and I want to hear from you on this, interesting that this new war was launched right at the market close, 4 p.m. Friday. Generally, that's the standard procedure. You all know this. Or on the weekends. Anything to kind of not have it immediately affect the stock market because it always overreacts. Now, let's talk more about that. So this morning, as I am doing this video blog, trading doesn't start for about an hour and 40 minutes. You got stock futures lower, okay? You got commodities lower. You got a knee-jerk higher in the dollar. Nothing dramatic, but higher nonetheless. That's the fear trade. You and I covered this just yesterday, how this more than likely would play out. Another interesting phenomenon is this 10-year yield. The 10-year yield is actually nudged a little bit higher. Why? Couple of things going on. Number one, you would expect this kind of an action to more than likely immediately cause the 10-year yield to drop, but Jay Powell, Yellowstone, vomitous mess, puke that he is, I can't stand the man. I can't stand listening to him. I can't stand looking at him. You know my take on it, okay? I don't think there's a person on this earth, maybe you, who despises central bankers more than I do. It's the truth because we know who they are. They are the enemy. They are destroying the world, bringing the world economy to its knees, destroying the consumer, went out of their way to create inflation. And unfortunately, they have become the world government. Anyway, so over the weekend here, Yellowstone Powell puke came out telling the markets to be patient with regard to rate hikes moving forward. And the market doesn't like to hear that again. The market wants to be reassured that rate cuts are coming. But what came out of his mouth was enough to overcome anything going on here with this new war, which is going to go on. It's protracted, open-ended. So we get a little bump higher. But I want you to look at this. This is interesting. This is a 3-month chart of the 10-year yield, what it has done. What do you think of that? What do you notice here? What do you notice? You see that trajectory? It's going to continue. This, get a better look at it. Lovely. This is going to continue despite what comes out of its mouth. You know, in light of current events, obviously, and a lot of this is the war. This war is going to go on. This war is going to expand. All of these wars now, let's see, we're funding Israel. We're funding Ukraine. Obviously, our own war, coalition partners, again, none of which are BRICS nations here. This is going to require more funding as well. And what does that do? More cash pulled into the now. People, nobody, and I mean nobody, has nailed this to the wall better than you and I. We got this so down. So cold, it is frankly unfreaking believable. But look, it's not that we're smarter than anybody else, because frankly we're not. But we're paying attention, we're raising our awareness. And not only are we doing that, we're taking action, like I always tell you. Believe me, I like to come out here and talk about these things with all of you. But you gotta put this together in a way that you can understand what you need to do. And everybody's different, okay? But the bottom line is, if we realize, let's just put a couple of other things together here, okay? If we realize that the mechanism of pulling more cash into the now is going to continue on in perpetuity until it just doesn't. If we understand that this mechanism, again, war, expanding war, creates more need for borrowed dollars than any other endeavor on the earth, and we realize because of that, global debt is going to blow up even more. What do you want to do? What do you want to do about it? Okay. Well, let's see. What's the best thing to do right here? And get yourself some physical silver, okay? Period. That's, in my opinion, the best way to bet against this hyper bubble in debt that we have, which is about to take off even more. So what did we outline at the end of last year? You remember war, expanding war, war in 24? That's just part of this. The next phase here, and it's going on right now, is so-called governments around the world, none more so than right here and in the UK. This is going to be unprecedented, the amount of borrowing or government spending that is going to occur. And that is going to, again, fuel this global debt hyperbubble even more so. And what is that going to do? Create more inflation, as it's designed to do. It's going to obviously devalue the currency, as it's meant to do. You have to understand, and you and I have covered this again since probably day one, excuse me here. Central banks continue their relentless attack on their own currencies. What are they doing? What is all this all about, really? What is the core? They're working towards a new system, a new paradigm, a new set of rules. You all know that the new system must be brought to its knees first. They have to create more slaves to the system, more dependency on the system. And that's exactly what they are doing right now. So again, look, does this sound familiar to you? It's only the stuff that you and I have been talking about since time immemorial here. So let's just recap here. War rages on and it's not going to stop. Hundreds of billions of more dollars are going to be created out of nothing, bipartisan deals, because it's the right thing to do. Of course, you know, that's how it's being sold to people here. More funding for the Israel war, more funding for Ukraine war, more funding for our war, and the world is at war, and this is going to get a lot worse. Okay, and again, the propaganda is going to tell you where to look, why you should look there, pay attention to this, and everything freaking else, because they can't have you focus on what's happening. You understand? It's all deception. It's all a distraction on a grand scale. So as I said, stock futures lower right now. Knee-jerk higher in the dollar. Commodities under pressure, including crude oil right now. Nothing dramatic. 10-year yield nudged a little higher. Okay, and that's off of Powell. But remember the trajectory. It's always about the long-term picture here. And that is lower. And I'm telling you, it's going much lower. With this knee-jerk higher in the dollar, that's going to burn off too, okay? All this is going to prove to be very bullish for the stock market. Again, this is a selection year, presidential selection year, okay? There are still a lot of people that believe in a system that's dead. Their hope is that maybe this time is going to be different. It's not going to be different, people. If our votes counted, you wouldn't be allowed to vote. That's my take on it. I guess you're entitled to your own opinion on it, but that's just the way it is here. We have no representation anymore. You want proof on it? How many hundreds of billions of dollars did you vote to fund the Israel war, to fund Ukraine war? Did you vote for this new undeclared war? This is a war. You realize that, right? But no, it's being told to you as, what is it? It's retaliatory. It's kinetic. It's whatever it is. Okay. Anything but a war. And we know the mechanism behind it's absolutely freaking and crazy. It's crazy, but what else would you expect here? Anyway, so that's the story this morning. That's where we are. I hoped I brought all of you up to speed. You know what to do here. Okay, that's the beauty of, I think, this blog. People of action are those that follow this blog. People who are looking to understand what's actually going on. People who know how to gauge where cash is moving through the markets and why. And that gives us, again, an insurmountable edge. It makes us invincible, in my view. We've nailed this to the wall so absolutely perfectly. It's almost like supernatural. But it isn't. Because again, it's just cause and effect. Cause and effect. If we know who our enemy is and we know what they want, well, it's just too simple, at least in my view. But I want to hear from you on this, people. Let me know where you stand. Let me know what you think about this and everything else. All right, look, we got each other's backs always. I got yours. You got mine. How can we lose? Again, I will see all of you later, 4.05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. And I love the fact that we're getting more people there. I think it's a fantastic thing. And that's because of you. That's not me. It's all of you getting these videos out there, sharing these videos, giving these videos a thumbs up, which allows the algorithms to pick them up. All right. It's up to you. You want people to hear this stuff? Again, it's up to you. All right. Love you all from the heart. I'll see you later.